Hi. This week the question is, if I obey God, am I trying to be saved by works? A popular idea is being propagated which states that men are not saved by works of any kind. It is true that the Bible plainly states that men are not saved by works of a certain kind. But some churches are teaching that we are not saved by works of any kind, including works of obedience. Is this true? If I obey what God commanded me, am I trying to be saved by works? Will I therefore lose my salvation because I tried to obey God's commands? This is a very dangerous doctrine, which suggests that when men obey God, they are therefore trusting in their works to save them. This doctrine, number one, encourages disobedience. For if obeying God's will causes me to be lost, that would mean neglecting God's will would cause me to be saved. And the Bible never teaches that. In Matthew 7, verse 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Secondly, this doctrine judges the motives of men. It's unfair and wrong to judge the motives of men when we cannot read their minds. And yet this is exactly what some churches do to people. When they see someone obeying God's will and teaching others to obey God's will, they immediately judge this person and say, "He's trusting in his own works to save him." How do they know this poor fellow is trusting in his works? How do they know he's not trusting in God? Can they read his mind and his heart? Surely only God can do that. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5, the Bible says, "Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God." The Bible teaches very plainly that men can and men must obey every commandment of God and at the same time trust in God to save them. It is possible to obey God and trust Him at the same time. Not only is this possible, it is essential. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 19, Jesus said, "Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Now, to illustrate the point that men can obey and trust God at the same time, let's recall the case of Naaman. In 2 Kings chapter 5, a story is told of a Syrian captain named Naaman. He was a very great soldier and captain, but he was a leper. Unless something happened, Naaman would die a very miserable death from leprosy. Naaman soon learned of a prophet in Samaria named Elisha. Elisha, he was told, could help him recover from this terrible disease of leprosy. Naaman took some fellow soldiers and rode off to Samaria. And having found Elisha's house, he was expecting the old prophet to come out and perform a great, grand miracle to recover him from his disease. Instead, Elisha didn't even come out to talk with Naaman face to face. He merely sent out a messenger saying to Naaman in 2 Kings 5 and verse 10, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you shall be clean." At first, Naaman was angry because things did not turn out like he had anticipated, and he felt rather insulted because Elisha didn't even come out and speak with him face to face. But after he reconsidered, he decided to obey the word of the Lord. In 2 Kings 5, verse 14, "So he went and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." Now, my friend, allow me to ask you a few pertinent questions. First, when Naaman dipped in the Jordan River, was he trusting in his own works to save him? Do you think he went home boasting and bragging to everybody that he had cleansed himself from this terrible disease? No, not at all. He knew, and everyone with him knew, that God was the one responsible for the leprosy being washed away. Number two, was there anything in the water itself that washed away his leprosy? Again, the answer is no. Naaman realized that the water itself had nothing miraculous in it that could wash away leprosy. He knew that for some unknown reason, God chose dipping in the water to cleanse him from his leprosy. It was God doing it all. But he chose dipping in the water as the occasion for cleansing Naaman from his leprosy. Number three, was the leprosy of Naaman washed away before dipping in the water? No, not at all. If Naaman had dipped only six times, he would have died of leprosy. He would not have been cleansed until he dipped the seventh time, and only then did he recover from his disease. Number four, was it possible for Naaman to obey the Lord exactly? The answer is, of course. He did not throw his arms up in the air in despair and say, "It's impossible to obey God perfectly and exactly, so I'm not even going to try." He said nothing of the sort. He merely went to the Jordan River and obeyed God's commands exactly as God gave them. There was nothing impossible about the entire affair. Now, by way of comparison, the Bible teaches that men must be baptized in water for the remission of sins, Acts 2, verse 38. The Bible plainly states in Acts 22, verse 16, that baptism washes away sins. Now, let's ask the same questions about baptism which we just asked about Naaman. Number one, when men obey the Lord and are baptized in water, are they trusting in their own works to save them? Do they think they can go home boasting and bragging to everyone that they've cleansed themselves from their terrible sins? Not at all. They know, and everyone knows, that God is the one responsible for sins being washed away. Number two, is there anything in the water of baptism itself that washes away sins? Again, the answer is no. The water itself has nothing miraculous in it that washes away sins. For some unknown reason, God chose being immersed in water as the occasion of cleansing men from their sins. Number three, are the sins of men washed away before dipping in water? No, not at all. Just like Naaman had to dip seven times before being cleansed, men today must be dipped before they are cleansed of their sins. Number four, is it possible for men today to obey the Lord exactly? Well, of course it is. We cannot throw our arms up in despair and say, "Oh, it's impossible to obey God perfectly and exactly, so I'm not even going to try." We must simply go and obey God's commandments exactly as God gave them. There's nothing impossible about this entire affair. My friend, you can take any command of the Lord and ask the same four questions and receive the same answers. When men obey God, they are not trying to be saved by their own works. They are trying to be saved by God.